Hello, hello. I'm Eli, and this is Eli's Service Station, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's good to be back. It's been 4 weeks. And yeah, I've gone to Europe and come back, and I live to tell the tale. And I have some music to share with you guys today. That first song was from a compilation album by the Cardigans that came out, I think late last year. Yeah, in September of last year, called The Rest of the Best. It's one of two, so this is volume one. And that was, of course, a cover of Iron Man by Black Sabbath. And yeah, I love it. It's really good. It makes me hear the song completely differently. And I've gone back and listened to the original, and I kind of like this one more. They're very different. But anyway, it's always fun to see a cross-genre. I don't even know if it's cross-genre, but like very different tastes or very different styles, I guess, covering whatever. You understand what I'm trying to say. I can't say it. Up next, an exciting new release from Black Country New Road. I'm getting right to it, you know, playing it right at the top. This is the single that came out on Wednesday. Called For the Cold Country. Fun fact, I saw them, I think in April of last year, and I remembered some of this song when I listened to it on Wednesday, and then I checked the set list for the show that I saw, and they played it. So there you go, and now I'm going to play it for you, and I hope you enjoy it.
I defend. heart grows tighter. I searched from the moon and down towards the fish and the tide and the moon. Had their own alliance, I stood with my ghost. We tried to hold the kite, my wooden hand, my wooden heart. Now all the fights are fought and moments gone, but still they must be here, they must. But are you there? Can you see?
That is not the way I thought that song ended. That, of course, is a Daft Punk, or something sampled by Daft Punk. And I had never heard the original before. That was Cola Bottle Baby by Edwin Birdsong. And, you know, of course, it has, you know, 6.5 million plays on Spotify. And not a single track on the rest of the album has over 100,000. Naturally. Anyway, yeah, so I hadn't heard that original song before. Shout out to, I don't remember the name of the store, but in Oxford where I was, they were playing it and I Shazammed it. So whoever was on Ox, put me on, and I'm glad because it's a very, very good song. Anyway, my goal for the rest of the episode is to not say anyway, again. Okay. So another place I was over spring break was Berlin, and I saw Marquise Hill, trumpet player, who I've been listening to for a while. He just so happened to be playing at a venue called Gretchen. And I went with Veronica, and it was very fun. We were very tired, so we didn't stay the whole time, but it was cool. It was very new, and he was, you know, he had his quartet, but then he was also playing computer noises on his laptop and then doing some interesting percussion stuff. So it was kind of out there in a great way. But I since then, I've been listening back to an album of his I like called The Way We Play. And this is a song from it. It's a medley of an original, The Way We Play, and the standard Minority. So here's that.
Chicken, different spice. Listen to all that flavor, savor every note. It tastes like hope and smell like Blue Note. All this lemon pepper mixed with this trouble. The way we play, signifying from which we came. Black always in season, sprinkled with all this seasoning. It's healing in these hands. For every Sandy Hook, there's five Sandra Blands. The way we play sounds like we threw away the plans. This the church kitchen with one ceiling fan. The way we play, the archetypal ancestor to his successors, contemporaries, imitators, all of the above. The way we play is the way we love.
That was Khalil El-Zabar with Jump and Shout for Those Now Gone. I don't know much about Khalil, but I do want to listen to him some more. I was just reading a little bit of his Spotify artist page, and there were a lot of names that I recognize who he's collaborated with. From Dizzy Gillespie to Nina Simone to Paul Simon to many others. There was another one that I wanted to say. Well, either way. Very cool. I'm going to listen to the rest of that album. That says that it was released in 2020. Classic COVID album. Except that, like most of his other stuff, I guess he maybe is still releasing music, because he has two albums since then. Okay, so I'm going to say that that actually is when that is from. And I'm going to go back and listen to the rest of it, because that track is just so good. Cool. So up next, well, actually, it's 1:33. Half past means, why not grow your own? PSA. If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seeds. But perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. And this part is optional. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual or 12 plants per household. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals, unless you choose to put them in there. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Great. And it's about time for y'all to start your gardens as the weather clears up and gets warmer. Happy spring to those who celebrate. Okay, what I was going to say before I interrupted myself is that I have more music from an artist whose concert I recently attended. On Sunday night, so like 5 days ago, I went with Gus to the Rockwell Theater in Rockwell, I don't know if it's a theater, I think it is, in Davis Square, which I'd never been to, even though it's, a stone's throw from my apartment. And saw the band Maruja. I think I've said Maruja on the air before, so I'm sorry. I didn't know. They're out of the UK. And yeah, they were great. They were very, I don't know what to say. There was a lot of moshing. They were very interesting characters. They joined the crowd quite a few times. It was a very sensual performance for the type of music it is. I'd recommend seeing them if they're in your area, but maybe I should play you this song first. This is Blind Spot off of, I don't know, Nocturnaria. It's an EP of theirs from 2 years ago. I think it's actually like the highest rated EP on all of Rate Your Music, if I'm not mistaken, but I could be wrong about that. Anyway, here's Blind Spot by Maruja. Enjoy.
So cold.
this war.
Like you, like you. Hope, hope.
That was the song Four by Dean Blunt and Elias Ronenfelt. I'm new to both of these artists, and I'm really enjoying what I've heard, both off of this album, which came out in February, this collab between the two, as well as Elias Ronenfelt's album from last year. Yeah, good stuff. And I think, let me check this, but I think he's Danish. Yep. And he's from the band Ice Age. And I was in Denmark, so this is a good episode for, you know, for me explaining my travels. So that's Oxford, Berlin, and Copenhagen. And I came back and was very tired and got sick. And now I'm here, and it was great. And now I'm playing music that relates to it all. But kind of like by accident, I didn't plan on that one. Anyway, another song that's relatively new in the last year by the band At. And it's just an ampersat, which I actually do think is the name for that symbol, the At symbol. This song is called Processional. It's from their album last year. It's actually from January of last year, so it's not that recent. But the album is called Are You There, God? It's Me, At. So this is Processional. Check it out.
Hey. Let's go.
Couldn't say it to your face, but I won't be afraid.
said to your face, but I won't be around anymore. I needed a place, so I walked in the door. I couldn't say it to your face, but I won't be around anymore. It's my world, it's my song. Didn't ask you to sing along. In my arms, you girl, you won't be here to say I'm wrong. I couldn't say it to your face, but I won't be around anymore. I couldn't say to your face, but I won't be around anymore. I heard them say maybe someday I'd have to pay. I don't say one word to let you know I'm gone.
I couldn't say it to your face anymore by Arthur Russell. Got a few more things to get through, so I'm going to play two more songs, and then I'll give you a send-off, and then I might play one more. So this next song is called Norm. It's by an artist called Everything Is Recorded, and I'm trying to remember. I found this song last night. Richard Russell has introduced the world to several generations worth of era-defining musicians. He is the founder of XL Recordings. And he has this, I guess, side project in addition to being a founder of that label. And he, I think it's all other, it, every song features someone else for the most part. I really found this project because there's a collab with Nourished by Time, my favorite. And there's a, it's an acoustic guitar cover of Hell of a Ride. But I opted to not play that one, and I instead found a song called Norm, which is a collaboration with Bill Callahan, and it's Bill Callahan as you've never heard him before. So without further ado, let's hear it.
Norm's gone, Norm's gone, not forgotten, not forgotten. Norm's gone, Norm's gone, not forgotten. Voice and face live on. Oh, oh, Norm's gone, gone. Norm's gone, not forgotten. Norm's gone, Norm's gone. A joke is at the end. Norm's gone. forgotten.
Oh, man. I wouldn't have no brave battle when I'm fucking dying, I'll tell you this, because I'm not brave. So when the fucking sickle of death is over my goddamn...
All right, the rest of the song kind of just has Norm Macdonald talking, and, you know, that's a posthumous... Well, it's not even posthumous. It's a song about the death of Norm Macdonald. So I'm going to cut it there for the interest of time and, you know, explicit language. Okay, and then the other song I wanted to play... You know what? I'm going to do this backwards. So I'm going to play a minute-long song by an artist with a funny name to give a little bit of context to why. Yesterday was opening day for baseball. I'm a big fan of the Dodgers. And one of my favorite players growing up was Andre Ethier. And I found this artist who's just named Andre Ethier. It's not him, the former outfielder, but I thought that was reason enough to play. In all honesty, don't love the music that I was hearing from him, but I found a song that's instrumental, I believe. So let's hear that right now. It's called Caterpillars. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Eli's service station. I'm going to play one song after this. Let's just cut that there. So the last song I'm going to play is, I guess it's a cover. It's called Dancing in the Club, MJ Lenderman version. It just came out. The original is by This Is Lorelei from the project Water From Your Eyes, which if you haven't listened to Water From Your Eyes, maybe I'll play some next week. Anyway, this is Dancing in the Club, MJ Lenderman version. Please enjoy and have a great weekend. See you in 2 weeks.